President Biden said in a recent visit to Massachusetts that there is a climate emergency, but he stopped short of the formal declaration that would give him executive powers to take concrete action. Members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus urged Biden to issue a declaration now. Jamal Bowman of New York.
President, please hear our cries, our call to action.
New Mexico's Melanie Stansberry said rivers in the West are running dry.
We can't wait. Our planet cannot wait. Our communities cannot wait. And the ecosystems on which we depend cannot wait.
Washington Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal pointed to the massive 12-inch downpour in St. Louis that caused widespread flash flooding and drowned at least one person. Hundreds of millions of others elsewhere in the country are facing deadly heat waves. Jean Sue is with the Center for Biological Diversity and helped author a report that spelled out the powers that Biden could invoke with a climate emergency declaration.
That means unlocking military funds to actually go towards reconstruction of our system so that it is renewable and just and distributed. And what it also does is stop the hundreds of billions of dollars every year that leave from BlackRock and other financial institutions here towards coal, oil, and gas projects abroad, poisoning people there. Those are things that he all can do with the stroke of his pen with a climate emergency declaration.
Sue said after declaring a national climate emergency, Biden could reinstate the crude oil export ban, stop offshore oil and gas drilling, and halt hundreds of billions of dollars in investment in fossil fuel projects abroad. An emergency declaration also could spur domestic industry to manufacture renewable energy and clean transportation technologies. The report calling on President Biden to take action says the use of emergency powers is not new. The report says that since the law allowing such declarations was enacted in 1976, every president has declared at least one national emergency during his term of office. The report says presidents routinely have used the Defense Production Act and another law, the Stafford Act, to deal with emergency situations threatening national security. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.